The American dream has become a nightmare.
Sounds like a requiem, something we could play at a funeral. Could we play that as a funeral for the rights of the people? Because I think it would be appropriate. But to kind of jump into the second hour here, here's the other thing, because there's several things I want to get covered. But the U.S. Justice Department was able to prevent this case in Missouri from ever being tried by a jury of the people, because they used their petition for a summary judgment. Again, the voice of the people was denied, and they knew that the judge was going to grant this because they appointed the judge. People, you're in a rigged game. The U.S. Justice Department filed suit against the people of Missouri, and they gave the power to one judge who they got to pick. And then they gave them the filed a summary judgment, which meant that you knew he was going to grant the summary judgment. There was no way the government could allow, the U.S. Justice Department could allow this case to go before a trial. They could not allow the people to make a decision here. And so, again, they did everything in their power to keep this out of the hands of the people and only into the hands of the political elite. The people don't matter. We are simply cattle to be shuffled about as seen fit by this government apparatus. Now, there is something else I wanted to jump into here, because this happened this week. This is not the Missouri case. There's another case. And like I said, this one happened this week, and it was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Those nine clowns in black gowns, who are politically well-connected lawyers serving for life, unelected, and as Brutus told us, their power is, there's nothing to stop them this side of heaven. Now, what they did in this case, and probably you haven't heard about it, because I guarantee you that Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or no one else is going to talk about this. And you have to ask yourself, when you believe these people are on your side, you have to ask, why aren't they talking about this? Now, here was the one. This was an election fraud case from the state of North Carolina. Now, who would even imagine the people of a state should have a voice in how elections are held in their state for federal offices? Now, wouldn't we think right away that what is an election? It's supposed to be the voice of the people. But the Supreme Court said, no, you people in North Carolina have no voice. We decide. So by a 6-3 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the independent state legislature theory advanced by the North Carolina state legislature. Writing for the court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said that the U.S. Constitution does not, as the lawmakers in North Carolina claimed, the U.S. Constitution does not insulate their actions from review by the state courts. That's kind of confusing the way he said it. But it's just lawyer word salad from the man who stated under Obamacare that it was a tax, when the wording of the legislation itself said it wasn't a tax. Do we have Obamacare? 37 states opposed it. I believe 37 is a majority of the 50. They opposed it. Do we still have it? Well, Justice Roberts and the five intellectual midgets who joined in his decision were adhering closely to their comrade in government philosophy, none other than Joseph Stalin. When Stalin stated in 1923, and I quote, "I consider it completely unimportant who in the party will vote or how. But what is extremely important is this: who will count the votes and how? This is exactly how the Supreme Court ruled this week, that North Carolina, in their lawsuit about being able for the state to be able to control the elections instead of the federal government said, no, you can't control the election in your own state. Of course, this recent Supreme Court ruling would be better stated thusly, and I quote, "We consider it completely unimportant who votes in the states or how, but what is extraordinarily important is this, that the federal government counts the votes and how." What difference does it make if the people vote in a state if the federal government has control over how they're counted? And that's exactly what they told North Carolina just this week. Now, ironically, the people have tried once before to assume some control of their governance with the passage of the 11th Amendment. Now, Cal, how many times have you heard any commentary on the 11th Amendment?
Very seldom. Very, very seldom.
Ooh, well, I wonder why, buddy. You got any idea?
No, why?
Okay, well, the object and purpose of the 11th Amendment was originally passed by the majority of the states to prevent the indignity of subjecting a state to the coercive process of federal judicial tribunals. That's why nobody mentions the 11th Amendment. The 11th Amendment highlights an understanding that the state governments, while ratifying the federal constitution to form a union, that they still maintain certain attributes of sovereignty, including sovereign immunity from being sued in federal court. There is a U.S. Supreme Court decision on that. Hans, H-A-N-S, versus Louisiana, 134 U.S. 110 S.C.T. 504 33 L. E.D. 842, a case in 1890. But the Supreme Court ignores their own decisions in this stuff, and they completely ignored the 11th Amendment this past week in the case in North Carolina. The 11th Amendment was enacted in an effort to reinstate the tenets of Article 3 of the Constitution, which were changed by the Unconstitutional Judicial Act of 1789. And I had someone on a show ask me, well, how was it unconstitutional? Well, it actually amended Article 3. You can't do that, according to Article 5 of the Constitution, without the two-thirds or three-quarters of the people agree to it. It wasn't done. That Judicial Act of 1789 changed the Constitution and should have been introduced as an amendment and not a law. The 11th Amendment was ratified in an effort to protect the states from the United States Supreme Court. That's why no one mentions it. The Supreme Court has routinely ignored the 11th Amendment because to recognize the intent of the amendment would be to minimize the powers of the federal courts and to put power back within the states themselves. So if you've got an amendment, you just ignore it. You either violate it or ignore it. There is not an amendment, unless it's the third amendment to the Bill of Rights about housing soldiers in your home. Without that one, there is not an amendment that the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal government has not blatantly ignored or violated. So, Cal, why does a great majority, millions of American people, still quote their constitutional rights?
Because that's all they have, Mike. They can't think outside that box. That's what they've been trained to do. Even though reality doesn't jive with the mythology they believe in their head. Some point, reality's going to bitch slap them on the back of the head.
Well, Cal, I'm sorry, buddy. Now, I keep bringing this up for a valid reason, and that is, yes, I'm becoming more and more passionate about this, because just like this past week with this ruling by the Supreme Court, which nobody in the national media even mentions. It was in a few newspapers, but did you see Tucker Carlson do a show on this and how corrupt it was? No. Did you see Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or, Rachel Maddow or any of these people do a program on how this was violating the rights of the people of the state of North Carolina and how the previous ruling violated the rights of the people of Missouri? Cal, I can't understand. This is not rocket science. Why people can't see this is just absolutely beyond my understanding. Help me out here, buddy.
Mike, I'm every bit as perplexed about it as you. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. If you just lose the emotion and look at the reality of the world around you, the government does not respect your rights. I mean, you can say that we don't have rights, but we have rights. It's whether or not the government actually recognizes, let alone, helps us secure them or defend them. They don't even recognize them. And if your rights happen to be in the way of whatever it is they want to do, your rights are going to lose in the contest, period. So the government is not there to protect your rights. That is just one of the mythologies. Why did they pass the Constitution without a Bill of Rights? But it was ratified
unanimously
without a Bill of Rights. They turned that
unanimously
by state. They declined to create a Bill of Rights at the Constitutional Convention. Why? If it was about protecting rights, why did they refuse to protect rights at the Constitutional Convention? See, that's just what I don't get it. That you'll see somebody like the Heritage Foundation, we need to, learn and protect our rights. And then they go right into the Constitution. It's like, those are polar opposites, people. What are you doing here? But it's so ingrained into people to equate their liberty with the Constitution. They've done a marvelous job of indoctrinating people, Mike.
And they continue to do it.
Yeah, the Constitution is totally antithetical to the rights of the people. Totally. The 4th of July is coming up. The Constitution is antithetical to the principles that the men fought and died in the Revolutionary War for.
Yes. And was it not Patrick Henry who stated that the Constitutional Convention was a revolution more radical than that which separated us from England?
Yeah, they did. It was mentioned in discussion in the House that when the amendments were first being proposed, because the anti-federal or the Federalists weren't quite understanding what Madison was trying to do at first, and they were going, "What are we about to have another revolution?" So they were admitting that they were saying the third revolution in 14 years. It's like, what are we doing here, people? So, yeah.
Well, also, Cal, I think the people have to understand the only reason they got a Bill of Rights written on paper, which means nothing, the only reason they got that Bill of Rights was because the states of Virginia and New York, and especially Patrick Henry, were pushing for a brand new convention. And these Federalists knew that if they had a brand new convention after the people had been awakened to what they were trying to do, they knew that if they had a brand new convention, there they were toast. And they knew it. And they also knew, as that letter from Robert Morris to Francis Hopkinson, when he said, "If they pass the right amendment, I shall hang." So, Cal, again, I am befuddled. I look around, I look at people who are and they're intelligent in so many ways, but they can't grasp this. And I think the biggest part is because they don't want to, because what you alluded before, if you realize your house is on fire, you got to quit watching television and do something to put it out. That's the analogy I draw. These people do not want to believe their house is on fire, so they'll sit there and watch TV and watch cars go real fast in a circle or somebody play with a ball until the whole thing is done, and it's pretty damn close. You agree, disagree?
No, I totally agree with that, Mike. I totally agree with that assessment. People just they're emotionally invested into the mythology, and you know, not to speak bad about the churches, but the churches, I mean, Samuel Bryant, writing a Sentinel, said that they were going to wrap this Constitution in the robes of divinity, and they managed to do that because to many people, the Constitution is right next to the Bible for most people.
Oh, yes.
And to get people to understand that, no, it's not divinely inspired. If this is divinely inspired, I'm wondering which divinity you are looking at, because this is a document of tyranny.
Many times over, my friend, many times over. I can't argue with that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I just don't understand how people even believe for a moment that they can fix this thing.
No.
With what? Do they think they can fix it by electing Trump?
There is no fixing it. It has to be dismantled. It has to be done away with. It's not broken. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Yeah, well said. I've also said this about the people who embrace the Constitution, and that is these people, I ask them this question when I talk to them. If you think it was going to work, would you seek to defend your family, your children, and your home with an unloaded gun? Because if you're depending on the Constitution, that's all you have is an unloaded gun. Because there is nothing in that Constitution you can use to restrict government, and the Supreme Court said so this past week. And the federal judge in Missouri said it 3 months ago. People, you have no rights. I don't know what else it takes to wake them up.
Well, a lot of people don't care about their rights.
Yeah, I know.
Let's put it bluntly, there is a huge mass of people out there who really don't care about their right. Well, they care about theirs, kind of, but they really don't care about anybody else's rights.
Yeah.
They don't understand that with equal rights, you got to be as protective of other people's rights as you are of your own. But most people, they don't understand what their rights are. They don't care about their rights. And when you try to explain it, it's really difficult. These people don't understand that, you know, someone like me or someone like you, we used to be one of them. I was emotionally invested in the Constitution.
As was I.
What is it that made me change my mind? Well, it's reviewing history. It's going back and seeing that there's something wrong and going back to when it all happened and reading the actual source documents and understanding that everything we were taught by Coach back in high school civics class was
a myth.
It wasn't true. It was just there to make you feel good.
And well, let's not
a whole different story.
Let's not forget, buddy, that the federal government, working through several nonprofit organizations, put over $100 million into education to make sure that the American public was fully mind controlled and indoctrinated in accepting this.
Oh yeah, it's way easier to control the people through their hearts and minds than through the tip of a spear.
The
Roman spear. I mean, it's just so. Yeah, they'll pour tons of money. I mean, money's free to them because they can print it up. They'll pour tons of money into indoctrinating people into propaganda. That's why they
absolutely
put so much money into it.
Yeah. Well, Cal, we've kind of hashed and rehashed here. Are you ready to take a few callers?
Absolutely.
All right, let's start. Is that music? Ah, that's the music. We'll take callers on the other side of the music, folks. Stay with us, please.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Oh, my gosh, the battle hymn of the Republic. Well, that's enough of that. That's a Yankee song. that's music. So let's start taking some phone calls here. We've got Chris in Virginia standing by. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. You guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Have you seen those videos out there, like in third world countries, where a cell phone thief gets the living snot beat out of him by the community, by the locals, the town people, or any other?
I have not.
Thief? It's a common thing where they literally saw a thief is going to get his butt whooped savagely, because a point I was going to make was, number one, we have to admit a lot of conservatives as a whole, if we're not cowards, the other side thinks we're cowards, and we're not violent people. We don't want to be violent, but the point I was making is is the people in that video beat the living snot out of that cell phone thief, they're doing it because they have to, because that's the only thing that they'll understand. That's the only thing the other side understands, the evil will understand, is violence. And unfortunately, it's going to have to get violent. There's no way around it. And it's
well, but
take,
I tell you what, Chris, I believe they're going to bring it to us because I don't believe the American people will ever wake up.
I agree. I had, you know, country people are really, I have a country friend. He's really smart. He always calms me down when I call him. And he tells me the revolution's not going to start until people's bellies start pinching. Like, people got it too good. Every people I run into every day, they're asleep because they can still get by. And that's what they want. That's what the
as long as they're comfortable.
Right. And the thing is, they're going to make it appear that way. It's going to be that way until the very moment they jerk the rug from under us.
Chris, I think you nailed it, buddy. I really think you nailed it right there. You're right on board. Hey, buddy, thank you so much. We've got a bunch
I'll
of people lined
thank
up.
You.
So, but thank you. I appreciate your input, and thank you for listening, and thank you for taking the time to comment. And we're about ready to jump to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat?
Hi, I accidentally hung myself up. I didn't think I'd get back on this quick.
But you did.
According to the 11th Amendment, it has to do with anybody in another state or another country or something. But wasn't that a federal case in North Carolina because it has to do with the president?
Well, it had to do with federal elections, so it was a federal case. Wow. But still, it says
that was my point. Yeah. If one state can cause because they're not following the law, can cause the president to lose. Well, that almost happened in Florida. You know, the hanging chads. That's what they had their posters of hanging chads.
But then stop and think about it, Pat. But then the federal courts jumped in and picked a president because they told the people in Florida to stop counting votes. That was totally wrong. But
well,
Republicans didn't have any.
Everything that happened. I was there. I know everything that happened there. The only way you could got a hanging chad was that you were punching the things out more than one at a time.
Yeah.
And that Janet Reno, she had a whole the Orlando Sentinel jump behind the curtain and saw where Janet Reno, they were punching out holes in those things by hand. That's where the hanging chads came from.
Well, yes, Pat, the one thing I would ask you to do on the 11th Amendment, just to make sure, it's also to protect the states from override by the federal government. And if you read the case Hans versus Louisiana in 1890, you'll find that.
Oh, let me write that down. What was it?
Hans, Hans versus Louisiana. It was a 134 U.S. 1. It was in 1890, an 1890 decision.
Well, I don't know. I know I don't want the Supreme Court deciding who the president is. But if they've already got all kind of crap going on like they did down there in Florida, I kind of think we need somebody outside the state to help us.
Well, I don't. I don't think any time you ask people from outside of yours, you are submitting yourself to their rule. And I believe the states ought to control their own elections. But the states are about as crooked as the federal government, so I don't trust them as well. But, Pat, thank you so very much. Appreciate your input. Hope you have a wonderful day. And now we're going to jump to Laura in Michigan. Laura, how are you?
Oh, Mike, after listening to you, I think what we should do is take our pocket constitutions and throw them in a pile and burn them.
My country, my home.
Ah, here comes some music. We'll be back with you on the other side. Thanks, Laura.
And to mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. Saw you a marching with Robert E. Lee. You held your head high, trying to win the victory. You fought for your folks, but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name.
Oh my, as much as I'd love to listen to all of that, we have some wonderful callers out there. Producer, thank you for that. Johnny Horton's always one of my heroes, and Johnny Reb is my favorite song. But anyway, we have Law. Law, would you like to continue, please?
Yeah, I had just a couple of quick things. Your partner there mentioned the Heritage Foundation. A lot of people call it the Heretic Foundation. And I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
The Federalist Foundation. That's where Trump got his list of judges to appoint. And most of them were not any good. I think they got him there. He just relied on them. Didn't even look into what they were doing at the foundation there.
Well, I'm not a fan of judges. Have you got another point, Law? I can't believe we're packed with callers. So, do you have a point? I want to hear it. If you've got another one,
that's
please.
It. I just want to say about the Heritage Foundation, the Heretic Foundation.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I know Cal loved it. Law, have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekend.
That was Thank you. I like the Heretic Foundation.
Great. The Heretic Foundation. Let's jump to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. I appreciate your scholarship and you sharing it with us, but I've lost all my hopium.
Oh, no. Your hopium's...
Say what?
Go ahead.
Well,
I said
okay,
your hopium's gone.
Go ahead, Cal.
No, that's okay, Sherry. We're listening to you.
Mike.
I just said your hopium's used up. Go
okay.
ahead.
You know, I think this is attributed to Buckminster Fuller, and I don't have the exact quote, but it's something like, instead of trying to change what's going on, which is generally useless, you just build a new model to get people to gravitate towards it. That's the only hope I can see, but, you know, the powers that be can't believe that we haven't... They haven't been able to instigate a civil war yet, so I think that's what they're trying to do.
Oh, yes, they're working at that very, very hard. They really want to get that done. If you can separate people by race, if you can separate people by religion, if you can separate people by political party, the whole government is built. I had a wonderful conversation today at the tire shop with a black gentleman about my age, and we were talking about it. And he agreed totally with me. He said, our problem is not each other. White people are not the black people's problem. Black people are not the white people's problem. Both of our problem is the government. And they want to keep us at each other's throats to make sure we don't understand that.
I agree. And I had to give the man a hug.
Thank you, Sherry. And you better hold on to your pocketbook, Cal, because... I think we've got a caller, somebody named Daryl from Alabama. You ever heard of him?
Is that Retrobate 1?
Hey, guys. Hey, Retrobate 2.
Hey, EDW.
Hey.
Retrobate 1, how you doing, buddy?
I'm beating my hook here. I only got in on the last half of it, but this might be you two guys' finest work. I'm telling you, it's been out of the park. I'm going to have to go back and download the whole thing. But you ask Cal, Mike, what's going on with these people? I got to, I tend to come up with analogies. And if you're psychologically and emotionally addicted to something, it's easy to manipulate you. So you sell them the dream. You get them addicted, and then you manage the nightmare. Yeah, it's really like this. Let me ask you. I'll ask you this question, and then I'll get out of your hair. Oh, wait a minute. If you're stranded on the high seas, if you're lost in the desert, how emotionally invested are you in that mirage when you're out of water and starving and dying of thirst? How you see a mirage, how invested are you in that?
Oh, what a hell of an analogy. That is just beautiful, DW. Great. What an analogy.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a lot of great people calling in on there. I'll jump off, but I'll catch you later, okay?
Hey, thank you, buddy. And there's a difference between Thursday and Friday. Don't forget that next week.
I need to get unretired. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy. All right. And now I think, what do you think about our buddy DW there, Cal?
Nice great to hear from him.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's great to hear from him. I can understand that losing what day it is.
Yeah. That's
myself doing that too.
Well, let's jump over here and see if we can get it. Have some words with James from Vancouver. James, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, it's an interesting show today. What you have, it seems, according to your research there, is that you've got, you're up against a secret society that was at the start of the 1776 and before that you're up against, because if the Senate was in secret and the Constitution was a secret deal and the Articles of Confederation were put down, that secret structure has been in there from the get-go. Back to you.
Well, thank you, buddy, and thank you, producer. I'm trying to back off on the microphone here a little bit. I was breaking it up a little bit. I apologize for that. But, I really appreciate the input there, James. And if we may, we're running a little bit short of time. James, thank you so much for being a listener and a supporter of RBN. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Let's see. Who do we have now? Let's see. Patrick and Pat in Fort Worth? No, I think we had him. That's my bad.
I didn't know. I was still hanging up. I wanted to say that what my husband and I did in Bay County in Florida at that time, we changed a whole lot of stuff. We became the only county in the whole state of Florida with the Eagle machine with the paper ballot. Uh-huh. One by one, with numbers on them and all that kind of stuff. Well, maybe they, I don't know how it worked. But anyway, by doing something, you can. And I'll tell you what else they were doing. And it was, you had to register by party in Florida. I sure hope you don't now. But what happened was everybody wanted to, I think they wanted to vote for Reagan. So all of a sudden they had to change party, and they wouldn't let us change party. And so I called up the Republican Party, National Republican Party. I said, this lady down here won't let people change parties. And she called me up and she said, why are you calling Washington on me? I said, because you won't let people change parties and or take people's right down there that they signed to change parties. And she said, why did you tell them it was snowing? I said, it's not. I thought it was. The next day it snowed just like I thought it was snowing. I'm telling you, God will help you if you get out and do something. Do something about it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your input. I'm trying to keep up with my caller list here, and being not the smartest squirrel in the woodpile, I'm doing my best to keep up with it, folks. If James in Vancouver, I'm sorry, I kind of shut you off there. That's my sincere apologies for that. Have we gotten to Tom in Florida, producer?
Yellow?
Tom, Hello? How are you, sir? Go ahead, Tom.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, good day. Yes, sir. Good day, guys. Have a great weekend. What I want to talk about is what I just saw on TV, and it really hit me again out there. I saw Tucker Carlson on Twitter. Joe Biden's at a university 4 weeks ago, telling the Afro-Americans at that university that the white people in this country are the biggest threat to this country. White America is the biggest threat to the United States of America. Joe Biden should be put in Leavenworth, right?
Oh, well, I thought the same should have been true in 2016 when Donald Trump said he wanted to bring this country back to the principles of Abraham Lincoln. But that's just me. I don't see a great deal of difference between the two. Tom, sure appreciate your phone call. Let's see if we can get James from Alaska on here. He's way off there in Alaska. James, how are you?
Oh, just fine. How about you, gentlemen? Oh, well, anyways, you've done a fine job of laying out how messed up this place is, the government that we're currently suffering under. What is your solution?
Well, here's the thing, and I tell people this. Until we wake up enough people to understand they got a problem, solutions are a waste of time. And the first thing you got to tell people if you find yourself in a crooked card game, get your ass out of the crooked card game.
Agreed. But say everybody is aware of everything that's wrong with the government. What's the next step?
The next step is to do away with government.
How?
There wouldn't have to be a next step. It would just handle itself.
Yeah.
Because the people wouldn't support the government. I mean, we've talked about voting, and voting is the hopium that this government lives on.
That is the consent.
When people vote, you are giving your consent. I mean, it doesn't matter if you vote Republican or Democrat or whatever. You consent to what this government is doing.
Right.
If people would realize what's going on and just stop voting.
Yeah,
remove your consent. Other people are going to vote. Oh, well, I didn't consent to this.
Yeah, well, if you vote, you don't have any reason to complain because you just don't like the results.
Well, here's the thing. I think a key here, and if I may, especially James, I think the people, what they need to understand is this government has said on multiple occasions that if less than 50% of the registered voters or eligible voters, if less than 50% of them actually vote in an election, it constitutes a no confidence vote and something has to be done. That is why they work so hard at making sure they get – that's why we had Trump in 2016, because if they – in 2012, between Obama and Mitt Romney, there were 90 million people didn't vote. They could not have that again. They had to bring in a populist in 2016 to re-energize the people and make them rush out to vote. That's the same reason they're doing the thing now.
That's why the news is so inflammatory. They're playing on people's emotions. That's why they make these outlandish statements, like what Biden said. They make these statements to get people to react emotionally. And even though you see that the voting is crooked, even more people go out and vote again. It's like you just saw that it was crooked. You see the game is rigged and false, yet you still continue to play the game. This is what is perplexing to those who see what's going on. Once you see it, it's like, I'm not going to participate in it.
Well, yeah, I think it was the great, I'm sorry, James. I do want to hear what you have to say, but I was just thinking, I think it was the great Butler Schaefer, God rest his soul, a wonderful man who made a simple comment one time. He said, what if they gave an election and nobody showed up?
Yeah, that would send a message. That's for sure. It's really hard to ignore these bastards when they got their financial hooks into you, with the Internal Revenue Service and all the regulatory agencies and all that stuff. And it's going to be a tough road to hoe, that's for sure.
Well, but at some point in time, James, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do it for our children and grandchildren. If we don't, I can't even imagine what they're going to. I can't imagine what they're going to go through. I really can't. I can't even imagine what it must be like.
Yeah.
And again, but James, thank you so much, buddy. And how about taking care of Alaska for us until Cal and I can get up there and help you?
All right. Sounds good. Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, buddy. And now I think we've got Charles in St. Pete, Florida. Charles, you still with us, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, the Jenny.com, the genealogical biography and genealogy of Patrick Henry, quotes him as saying, I smelt a rat at Philadelphia, meaning the Constitutional Convention.
Yes.
And it's tending towards monarchy, kind of parenthetically saying.
Yeah. And then in the...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, then in the ratification conventions, he repeated that. He said, away with your president, you will have a king. And he said that the rights of the people are destroyed with this government, and he said it back then. Of course, everybody today will tell you that Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death, but they know nothing or little to nothing about how hard he fought against this Constitution. And the thing of it is, the crazy thing is, everything he said during that Virginia Ratification Convention has come to pass. How can you ignore someone who's not wrong?
Joe McCarthy in 1958, just before he died, was talking about a book published in 1771, I think, or Charles Cornwallis was quoted as saying that Yorktown would fool the Yankees, the Americans would be fooled by the divine Judeo-Masonic British Empire.
And he was spot on.
Yeah, we have the example of...
He was spot on. He was spot on, buddy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to call, Charles. We so appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And appreciate all you folks who take the time out of your busy days to listen to us and listen to us rant. But I think we've got Patrick in Texas now. Patrick, how are you?
Yeah. We need our veterans to... Take the control, take the lead, you know, act like men again, like the battle for Athens. Whenever they stole the ballot box, the veterans went in by force of arms and took it back. That's what we're lacking. We got they don't want us, you know, our militia to get together and all that. But you're talking about the summary judgment. Professor Jim Fetzer complained about that. He said that's what he was told. That was the biggest offense of the judicial system is the use of this summary judgment, where they're just making decisions out of hand like that. That's ruled from the bench. It's crazy. Get away with that. And
yeah, well,
one more thing.
Go ahead.
All right, one more thing is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, they know something's wrong. There's something above and beyond the Constitution going on here. They want to at least get back to that. Yeah, although you spell it out, that's corrupt too. But you got a double whammy going on there. And what it is they've brought in this Babylonian Talmudic UCC, and 6 weeks after they killed Kennedy, they installed that along with the no-hide laws. Over to you, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, very much so, Patrick. Great point. And, Cornwallis mentioned Yorktown, and he also, you know, he made a comment about the people of Virginia, you know, about the people. And how many people know that, you know, we give the Southerners so much hell, but how many people know that it was the people in the South who won the Revolutionary War? It wasn't won in the North. And if we get right down to basics, if you look at it militarily, George Washington was just barely competent as a general. He lost as many battles as he won, and it went into the South. And then you turned it over to people like Francis Marion and Thomas Sumter, and you turned it over to those people. And these people had been fighting in the South, and they very quickly taught the Redcoats that you don't march in a straight line.
Okay, thank you much.
So, Cal, thank you, buddy. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. Cal, we've got a few minutes left. Would you like to sum us up, buddy?
Sum it up. Well, to sum it up is most of us raised up through this government indoctrination centers we call schools have been taught a myth our whole life, and most people are invested in that myth. And Mike has come along and through his research has shown through source documents that the narrative or the myth that we've been taught is false. And people want a solution, but the first part of finding any solution is understanding what the problem is, and the problem is that myth. It is clinging to that myth, that Constitution. And life is supposed to be about the rights of the people, and that's what government is allegedly supposed to protect, though it doesn't do that. And I think people have become too reliant upon words on paper instead of their actual rights themselves.
Judge Hand once said.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, Judge Hand, I believe, once said, I often wonder whether we do not rest our hopes too much upon constitutions and upon laws and upon courts. These are false hopes.
Yep.
Believe me, these are false hopes. Liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies there, no constitution, no law, no court can even do much to help it. While it lies there, it needs, but those who cling to there, while it lies there, it needs no constitution, no law, and no court to save it. If your liberty, if your rights live within inside of you, within your heart, mind, and soul, you don't need a constitution to protect you. And it will, you will
absolutely,
protect
buddy. Absolutely. Thanks, everyone. And folks, if you get a chance, go to michaelgaddy.substack.com and check out my work there. And tomorrow here on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network, I will be back tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6. We're going to talk about Southern stuff tomorrow, believe it or not. And Cal, I can't thank you enough for joining me today, buddy. And I was so pleased that our, you know, that Reprobate One was able to call in at least for a little while. So here's the music, folks. I loved it. Now, you folks have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much.
Through the smoke and the mud and the blood, we walked behind Robert E. Lee.
Oh, Waylon.
60 miles from Richmond to face the Union Army. We dug our holes and we built a wall because we knew there'd be a fight. If the blue coat wearing soldiers crossed the river that night. Sure as hell at sundown came 100,000 men. And it sure did shock me, Lord, to see kin killing kin. The cannonballs were heavy, filled with iron and steel and lead. And the James River water ran a bloody red. Oh,
yeah, yeah, the comments are just, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it's, man, breaks my heart, Jim. What? Beautiful song. Thanks, guys. Hey, thank you, buddy. Hey,
it's been 100 years.
It's just fantastic.
As I look around, I see,
and we've got the finest producers in the business, buddy. I guarantee you that.
He's right on top of it all, isn't he?
Oh, I love it. I just love it. He's as involved as we are. And, you know, that is just fantastic.
Thank you, Mr.
Well, yeah, thank you, folks. We love you people out there almost as much as we love Right to Liberty, and that's a bunch.
Did you mean for me to kill my brother
tonight? Get it, Waylon.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.